it's almost time to go meet your mom.
Well, that is the tear-jerking single that our superstar who's on the line with us right now has just released called Mom. It is Garth Brooks on the Dana Dude Show. Garth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you for that. That's a wonderful way to start the day for me.
Yeah, you got people crying all over the place.
Oh, gosh.
You got
Dude,
the
I'm
lady.
I'm trying not to cry myself. It's all I can do. All I can see are pictures of my mom, which, you know, was my best friend and my biggest fan. And then all the way down to, you know, Miss Yearwood's mom and all the moms that I know. I just love that song.
It is a great song. And I know the first time you introduced that song and played it, I think it was on Good Morning America, if memory serves me correctly. And you said when you got to that one part where God finally says you're going to meet your mom, it's just, man, I'll tell you what, I play that for my wife, and I know every time I've seen you do that song, I've seen women just openly weep.
Man, I got to tell you, it's you know, this Twitter thing and this Facebook thing is all new to me,
mm-hmm.
and one of the first things I got was a picture of this baby that was seconds old, and the thing said, hey, I don't want anything, I just want you to know that James just met his mom.
Oh, wow.
I looked at it and went, are you kidding me? That is so cool. Yeah. So it was just sweet.
You even had Ellen crying the other day, too.
Man, I tell you what, if you meet Ellen, you got to meet her mom. Her mom is the bomb. You see where she gets it, and those two are so close. So, it just makes sense. If I still had my mom, we'd be hanging out. She'd have her own bus. We'd be doing everything together. Just you're lucky if your mom's a great hang, you know?
Garth Brooks is with us here on the Dana Dude Show this morning at Fort Wayne's K105. Now, let's flash back. The comeback started 2 months ago. I was fortunate enough to be there for that first show.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was incredible. It was like going back in time. I told Dude, it was like I was just transported back into the 90s, and here we are in this big thing, and Garth's on stage. What are you feeling at that moment, the first time that you get out there after not doing this for years and knowing what's going on out there?
You know what? I can tell you this. If it's anything but the very first show in Chicago, I remember every second of it. The very first show, I hate to admit this, I was so scared. I don't know. I'm looking at Trisha, and Trisha's looking at me going, why are we so nervous? I said, I don't know, but I am scared to death, very much like Central Park was for me. And so I don't remember much of it. I just remember the crowd being a lot better than we were. And then, you know, the whole goal on this tour is to try and catch up to that crowd, because you guys are off to a flying start. It's like you've been prepared for this or something, but the crowd is so far ahead of us right now, and we're just trying to catch up. This tour has been amazing so far.
So why do you think the nerves are so high? Was it the fact that you hadn't played for a while? You're afraid to fail? What were you afraid of?
I think it was all of it. There's nothing more you want to do than to please the people that have invested their time and money to come see you. That's it. I got to tell you, if you're just looking for whatever that word is, you know, that dogs look for or pets look for, you're looking for that thing from those people, that second to look in their eyes and go, thank you for my life, man. I can't believe I'm getting to do this again. And I think that's what the whole exchange is about from the stage side.
Well, let us be the first to say, good boy. Good boy, Garth.
Yeah. If you want to lay on the floor, I'll scratch your belly.
Thank you. I'll take you up on that action.
Just don't lift your leg.
Okay. It's getting a little creepy in here for me, Garth. Getting a little creepy. Garth Brooks is on the Dana Dude Show here this morning at Fort Wayne's K105. All right. Now here's a question. Now that you're back, any chance you may bring Chris Gaines back? Because I'll tell you what, Dude and I talk about this all the time.
The music's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. Everyone that got the album got it, and everyone that got the album loves the music. But to tell you the truth, guys, my ribs are still sore from getting the shit kicked out of me the first time, so I don't think we'll be seeing that any time soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the honest Garth Brooks. I love it. Yeah.
There you go. Now, Garth, with Christmas coming up here in just a few weeks, I mean, you're the guy who's got everything. I mean, what do you buy Garth Brooks for Christmas?
You know what? It ain't about buying it. It's about getting time to get to see Miss Yearwood and the three girls' faces all at the same table at the same time. That's the gift I asked for, because if you think that a guy touring and a woman touring is busy, nothing is more busier than a teenage girl that's off on her own college and on their own way. You can't wrangle them. You just can't. So that's the hope for this Christmas.
Oh, crap. We're going to bring back that lousy tie. We got Garth Brooks. Oh, man, I told you not to buy that tie, Dan.
I'm a tie guy, too, though. You think you'd be right on.
Garth Brooks is with us this morning on the Dan and Dude Show here at Fort Wayne's K105, and we actually had a... post on Facebook yesterday for people that that wanted to ask you some questions, Garth. So we thought we'd grab a couple of these and give away your album Man Against Machine, which is number one on the country charts right now.
Big shocker.
Still. Yeah. But we told them if we'd use their question on the air that we'd give them the CD. And one of them is, well, first of all, let's see if you recognize this name. Her name is Sherry Holmes Shanks, and she says, ask him who is his favorite hometown friend living in Fort Wayne. This girl, tell him howdy for me. We grew up playing under the bleachers at football games in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Yes, her brother Steve was playing ball. Him and my brother Kelly were a little older than Sherry and I. And, I've been lucky enough to get to see her at some TV shows on tour and stuff. She's a doll. And it's funny, man. She never changes. It's like I get older and I look at her and she just stays the same.
Well, not many people can say they were under the bleachers with Garth Brooks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, yeah. Well, never mind.
Yeah. We're going to keep the G-rated story on this one, Garth.
All right. Also, we have a question from Tina. And the whole reason you decided to take a hiatus from touring was because of your kids. And she wants to know what your favorite moment was while being a stay-at-home dad.
I think the big defining moment for me was the very first soccer game I went to. And at that age, when they're that young, everything's just a big brown cluster. It's out there. There's just dirt flying everywhere, and everyone's chasing the ball. But I wear these big Oakley sunglasses that I played ball in. And I thank God for those Oakley glasses, because you put them on and you just cry like a baby the whole time, and nobody ever sees you crying. Because the very first game, I realized that I love music to death. But I found something 10 times more cooler in music, and that's your babies. And that was a great, great day for me. And I knew every day from there was just going to be an experience that I'm so glad I didn't miss.
Yeah. So right now, how on top of your head right now, how long does Garth Brooks stick around?
Oh, you mean from here on?
Yes.
Well, that's up to God and the people, as always. But if I can influence the vote, I'd like to go till I get tired. And I'm tell you right now, if Miss Yearwood is right here beside me, her eyes would roll and she'll go, that's never going to happen. Because I love playing music. So it would be nice to get to do this as long until I get tired. And I promise you that will be long after a lot of us are gone.
Garth Brooks with us here on the Dan and Dude Show here this morning. Now, Garth, every time we see you on TV or something, it seems like you're making some big announcement you get coerced into making. And when you were on with Robin Roberts last year when the tour first finally came out, feel free right now just to make a big announcement that that we can be the first on. Like you're in the next Star Wars movie or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Even if that means you're going to tell us what you're going to have for dinner tonight. Make the announcement.
The next Star Wars. No, that's Darth. Darth.
Oh.
That's not me. I know everyone's been asking me, but... Yeah. They do these mix mashup Halloween things now, you know, where it's Freddie Mercury and Eddie Murphy together, so it's Eddie Mercury or Freddie Murphy kind of thing. And so of course Garth Vader has been on that list for quite some time.
And how would Garth Vader sound?
I have no idea. that kind of sounded more like Steve Wynn. If you ever go out to Steve Wynn's thing, you know, the immediate thing when you walk in the room, he's already on the telephone. He's talking about it. It's great.
Good thing you can sing and not become a Darth Vader impersonator, because that was horrible,
that
Garth.
That'd be good.
Yeah. I was just worried you were going to say, dude, I'm your father. Then we would have had our big announcement. You know?
Yeah.
We've got Garth Brooks here on the Dan and Dude Show. Now, the album Man Against Machine, it's such a cool name for an album. I mean, it almost sounds like a movie. If that was a movie, who would play in the movie Man Against Machine?
Oh, well, man, that's a thing. People ask me all the time if they do a movie about Garth Brooks, who do you want to play? And my answer is always Will Smith. I think he'd be fantastic.
Similarities are shocking.
I'm telling you, man. Him with his shirt off looks exactly like I do.
Yeah. Wait a second. You're not from Philadelphia.
You know what? Maybe Betty White can play Miss Yearwood. How about that?
Miss Yearwood would actually like that.
Oh, Garth, man, we really appreciate you taking time for us, man. It's amazing how when you first start out in this business, as big as you got, and you come back, and as big as you still are, how modest and humble you are, and
Amen.
How you just try to keep everything affordable for the fans, whether it's tickets, whether it's merchandise, whether it's whatever. I mean, you're doing it right, and God bless you for it.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Very sweet of you to say. I feel very lucky to be doing this, and I can't thank God and the people enough. And, dude, I am your daddy.
He's heard that before.
Hey, tell you what, just sign me checks and I'm good.
Thank you, guys. Hey, have a great Christmas.
You too, bud.
I'll see you guys.